Surely you would like to have a plant that is very beautiful and practical. Like low-maintenance indoor plants for clean air. Low-maintenance is a good feature for indoor plants, which are also cleaning air. Some of these types of plants need less care, and you can easily take care of them at home. In today's article, discuss four models of them. Besides being practical, they are very beautiful and charming in the eyes of many people. The plants we are introducing today not only are ideal for those who have a brown thumb in gardening, but also can clean air. Living in big cities, along with a lot of toxic air pollution in the air of houses, can cause many health problems. So people are searching for a way to clean the air of living houses. Some try to build houses in the countryside with a lot of plants, but others try to bring plants into their houses. If you are one of those who prefer to have a greenery home with clean air, you should know some plants are more practical in purifying the atmosphere of your home. Anyway, stay with our article to find the names of the best indoor plants that clean the air and remove toxins. I will also fully explain how they attract air pollution and immerse you in their unique beauty. I try to provide a short but perfect list that makes it easy for you. Keep reading. List of the best low-maintenance indoor plants for clean air. Let's give a full explanation of the name and how they attract air pollution. Below, you will find four low-maintenance indoor plants for clean air. Peace lily plants, best indoor plants for clean air low light. This plant is a plant that you can take care of very easily. Because this plant does not need much light or water to survive. Hence, it is one of the best low-maintenance indoor plants for clean air. It has high resistance and can grow sufficiently outdoors and even in hot conditions. I will tell you a little about the important leaves of this plant. This plant has smooth leaves without additional grooves, which are easily cleaned from dust and dirt in the environment. The surface of the leaves is large, and large leaves raise the level of absorption. With this characteristic, it receives pollution from the air along with carbon dioxide and exchanges it with oxygen. The reason for its beauty is its white flower. That is very popular, and for this reason, it is called a peace plant. This beautiful white flower is like a white flag among green and dark leaves. In any case, this plant is a low-maintenance plant that cleans air pollution. However, it is a toxic plant and is not a kid-safe plant for play space. Spider plants, best indoor plants for air purification safe for pets. This plant is one of the most popular indoor plants. Because the leaves are flexible. Its green and beautiful leaves grow well, they need a little care for such beauty. The resistance of this plant to its African origin allows it to grow well. The point is that due to the large absorption of water from the soil, you should check the fluoride in the tap water of your home. No problem. Because they check the water fluoride and then transfer it, but checking that from yourself can be better. Because the length of the leaves is long, the absorption level increases, and due to its wide and hard roots, a lot of water reaches the leaves, and the leaves can be effective in purifying the air. So this plant is placed on the list of low-maintenance indoor plants for clean air. Of course, this plant is a two-color plant. In addition to dark green, light green can also be seen among the leaves, which makes it very popular and beautiful. If you have pets, this plant is ideal for your house, because it's not a toxic plant for cats and other pets. Snake plant, low-light indoor plants that clean the air and remove toxins. Let's find other common low-maintenance indoor plants for clean air, snake plants. It is one of the most famous plants that absorb air pollution. You may have heard another name for this plant. Such as St. George's sword, mother-in-law's tongue, and snake string hemp. I have to say that all of them are detritus, and the reason for this plant's nickname is its great popularity. Also, this plant grows well and can sometimes reach 2 meters in optimal conditions. This plant has vertical growth, and because of this, it is easy to care for it. And because it is not a creeper and its green leaves are not damaged, this plant gives us oxygen instead of carbon dioxide and pollution by using the many openings on the surface of its leaves. So it is perfect for bedrooms. In addition, it can thrive in low-light rooms. Golden pothos, hanging low-maintenance indoor plants for clean air. Most families have the experience of having this plant. Because it is very easy to maintain and is one of the common houseplants. And with a small pot, you can make a wall and a large area of the place you like green and beautiful. This plant has green and yellow leaves that can add brightness to your living space. However, it can tolerate low-light conditions, but it will be healthy in a bright place with indirect sunlight. Inspect the aesthetical visual of golden pothos. They are practical, easy-growing indoor plants that can purify the air. So, these are low-maintenance indoor plants for clean air. They are toxic plants for pets, and if you have cats or dogs, you must take them away. Conclusion. I am sure that with this article you are interested in having one of these four low-maintenance indoor plants for clean air. Give yourself the right to love them. Because they are really beautiful and lovely and are ideal for new gardeners and those who have a brown thumb in gardening. It is easy to maintain and very useful. So don't hang around to have them. If you are interested in knowing about NASA plant research about indoor plants that clean air, read our article. You will find the top 10 of the best in there. In addition, you can ask me your questions below this page. Please share your ideas with us about houseplants purifying air and tell us about your experiences in growing them. Can you raise our list with new plants? Do you think the above plants are best or do you have others on your list?